apartment 24. I knocked on the door of apartment 24 for the third time. The smell of Iru filled the hallway. If I do not get this food in soon, occupants of the second floor will call Mr. Theodore, the building manager, about the odd smell in the building. I shook my head and knocked louder. Footsteps approached the door. Tamuno opened it, his towel wrapped around his waist. Dark hair covered his broad chest. When he looked down at me, his shaved head glistened. He looked well-groomed with a goatee.
"Bros, good evening," I said, handing him the plastic bag of food. "You try for me, Oadi, I swear. Ever since you introduced me to this restaurant, I've been hooked. They put something for the food," Tamuno joked. I chuckled. He invited me into the living room. I walked in as he grabbed his wallet on the arm of the recliner. He pulled out a wad of dollar bills and began to count them. I looked away. The living room was furnished with expensive furniture. The dark brown recliner complemented the 7-seater leather sectional and ottoman. He pressed the dollar bills into my hand and walked me to the door. "That's for your transportation and for tomorrow's lunch. Please, buy me the stew with cow leg and pomo next time." I chuckled and teased him about the weight he would start gaining. When we got to the door, I reminded him of the IT position I applied for at his workplace. "Did you have a chance to talk to the HR manager yet? You're one of my references, bros." "I haven't had a chance. You know, I just got back from this business trip, and I'm in the middle of bringing my wife over."
"Oh, yes. Congrats. When does she arrive?"
He smiled. "She'll be here in less than a month."
"You said she's a minister's daughter, right? Which one?"
I asked. "Not that it matters, but she's the daughter of the Minister of Works and Housing."
His phone rang somewhere in the apartment. He said he had to go.
"I'll see you tomorrow."
He closed the door in my face before I could answer.
"Kitty, kitty."
I turned around to see Mrs. Horowitz, Tamino's neighbor in apartment 24, tiptoe past me barefooted in her nightgown. She was a willowy 92-year-old woman, suffering from dementia, diagnosed after the death of her son. She experienced episodes of hallucinations and was once found wandering naked in the hallway. Her white hair, cut in a pixie style, looked like a halo under the hallway lights. She stared when I called her.
"Oh, Ralph, my boy, what are you doing here? I thought I put you to bed."
Her wrinkly hand came up and touched my cheek gently. I sighed and wondered how I resembled her son. From the pictures in our apartment, he had sandy blonde hair. He had been a stockbroker in New York. His monthly visits used to keep her going until the car crash on his way to see her a few years ago. She blamed herself. "Come here, Mrs. Horowitz. Let's get you to our apartment." I led her slowly towards her door next to Tamino's apartment, and then I pulled out the walkie-talkie from my waist and talked into it.
"Boss, I'm taking Mrs. Horowitz back to her apartment. Can you cover the desk for a few minutes?" I asked Mr. Theodore, the building manager.
"No problem, but I have the bunch of keys," Mr. Theodore's voice thundered back.
I told him I would use the one Mrs. Horowitz kept on the chain around her neck for situations like this. Except for her living nurse, Mary, an older Igbo nurse from the staffing agency, I was the only one she allowed in her apartment without a fight. Maybe it was because she knew me before her condition set in. This was my 10th year working as a front desk receptionist at the apartment complex. I helped her into her armchair. It was quiet. Mary must be out. Mrs. Horowitz came from old money. Her living room was filled with antique furniture. Persian rugs covered the hardwood floors from the front door to the bedroom. Sometimes, when her mind was clear, she would point to the paintings on the walls, naming artists that meant nothing to me.
I would exclaim and tell her how lovely it was. "Be good now, Mrs. Horowitz," I said, and turned to look at her. She was already asleep. I put her chin back on her neck and covered her with the quilt on the back of the chair. I hoped it would be a quiet night in the apartment complex. Laughter rang out from apartment 24. I closed the door quietly behind me.